Well, of question is one of money, and there's also one of labor. Yes. Now, I remember some months ago, I think it was this year, maybe late last year, you know, we talked about, you know, those jobs that people don't like to get into. You know, what are those jobs that, you know, a lot of people have to have done, but, you know, no one wants to do it themselves. Interestingly, on that day, you know, it was the sanitary technician, the man who picks your trash, that a lot of people make comments about. Someone also made mention about those who fix toilets, that they don't want to do that. And then someone also made mention about, you know, I think it was morticians, you know, people who work in the morgues, you know, they wouldn't want to do that as well. But each and almost every single one of those job description has to be filled by someone in society, because once again, it is a cog in the wheel of particularly modern society. This morning, we have a conversation about bad reps, jobs with bad reputations. Now, you may have caught this story recently. Former President Chief Olusegun Obasanjo rode a tricycle. And I saw that video. He rode it himself. He did. You know, he rode a tricycle in demonstration of safety of the means of transportation, just as he urged youths to embrace every opportunity with hard work and dedication. Now, if you read the story, you know, after you know, he rode the tricycle and he was interviewed, he actually picked up a passenger, you know, and he said, look, I've been doing this for a long time. I have a big passion for young people. You know, I have farms, I've established farms. I didn't run the farms myself. I had to get people, you know, people who were better educated than I am, you know, people who are PhD holders, you know, a Greek economist and things like that, right? But our focus this morning is not on, you know, Obasanjo and, you know, how he loves, you know, youths and yada yada yada, his shortcomings and whatnot. No. But our focus is on the jobs that have bad reputations. Now, listen, if you have a job, or if you know a job that has a bad reputation, right, do you think an improved pay would drag people into that particular career path? Do you think, you know, having better benefits will get people to want to join into that career path? I ask this because here in Nigeria, there are lots of people who do not see themselves as professional caregivers. A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't see themselves as professional childminders. Yes, you have that job description these days where people go, oh, we're looking for a minder for a child, maybe for a secondary school or for a primary school, particularly for primary school. You know, the childminders, a lot of people are now trying to get. It's a booming industry these days. But you find out that most of the people who go for those roles are either young single women who are probably just looking for a job in between jobs, or, you know, older, maybe widows, you know, who are smart, they're educated, but, you know, they want to keep themselves busy as well. So, you know, they end up being minders, right? Okay. Now, interestingly, I got to see an ad, right, for a job opening for job placements in the UK. And guess what one of the roles available was? Yes, you guessed it. Childminders, caregivers. And the person who I saw this advert on, I asked the person said, look, a lot of Nigerians, I don't have statistics to this, but that's why I asked the question. A lot of Nigerians are looking to get, in quote, japa, and just go and be a minder. Something that you would not see yourself do here in Nigeria. But it says a lot of people now, even males, are signing up to be minders in the UK. So, is it the law of the money that gives that job that, you know, doesn't have a good reputation, a bit more attractive feel to it? 017-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6414. 1-6. As always, please do not make any derogatory or defamatory comments. Please refrain from making unsubstantiated claims and do well to turn down the volume of your radio set.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Banker in Nigeria, Minder in the UK. Yes, engineer in Nigeria, librarian or librarian's assistant in the UK. Does this sound familiar? Maybe you can ask your friends who have emigrated out of this country. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. The question once again is this: do you think that Job's bad reputation will become better or better, you know, followed if the money is more? Yes. Like I said, banker in Nigeria, minder in UK. Zion, it's in Jerry. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I think job classification was only affected in this part of the world because of the incentives attached to it, which is the money. It is the money that determines. If the salary is fat, the job is a white-collar job. But if the salary is small, which can get you work with that now? Because that was our mentality, especially in this part of the world. Before, quite difficult to see a nurse. Our top place, I want to be a nurse. No, they don't go there. Nurse job so was relegated, basically even for females. If a guy comes to stand a nurse, it's like common strange, kind of strange. But today in the United States, in America, in UK, a nurse guy is a money spinner. A lot of Nigerians have left suitable profession. They went to America and they are nurses today.
Well, the nurse is a noble profession, isn't it?
Yes, noble. I'm talking about the climb now in this part of the world. Here in Nigeria, there are nurses that are being paid 8,000 naira.
Wow.
On a very cheaper rate. The truth is, it's our mentality. The way we see this job, I'm a security guard. How much are they paying you? 18,000. But somebody, the security guard somewhere, being paid with incentive, with private car, accommodation, everything. It's just so funny. We are the problem.
Let me ask you, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to use this last example you just gave. Zion, I know, I've listened to you a few times. I know you seem to have a good job and you try to help people, right? Now, let me ask you, Zion, as of today, 2022, right? I'm asking you this question. If tomorrow I tell you I have a job opening, is legitimate, you're not going to do juju, right? And that job is you're going to be the one opening the gates, the security guard at a particular building out there, and that money that we'll be paying you is 550,000 naira a month. I'm not talking about its dollar equivalent in dollars in the US. No, I'm saying in this country right now, I am going to put you at a gatepost. And I will pay you 550,000 naira a month. Would you take that job opening? Would you be the guy who opens the gate, aka gate man? We're not talking about security guard like you have to protect. You're not necessarily going to protect me. We're not going to give you, a cutlass, a machete, a cutlass, or, you know, stun gun. No. You are just going to wear a nice uniform. You will open and close the gate. But you stand outside from 7:30 in the morning till about 6 in the evening. Maybe 45 minutes lunch break. All right? Maybe. Would you take that job? Would you see that job, you know, as a better space? 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Jude, there's nothing really wrong in wishing to travel out of this country for a better pay. The goal is the pay and not the job. Traveling out of the country is the same as leaving one's village for the city. Traveling out of Nigeria is the same as relocating from your state to another state for where there is a better opportunity. So the goal is the money and not the kind of job. Endwell. All right. Interesting. I like that. I like that view there. Endwell, thank you very much for sharing. So it's not about the job, but it's about the end product, which is, you know, your remuneration. Okay. Endwell, I pose that same question to you. It's not about the job. It's about the pay, better livelihood. I get. And I say, right where we are right now, if I was to pay you 550,000 naira to be the security guard, opening and closing doors, would you tell your son, man, you have to work hard to become the next security guard? Would you do that? I don't know. Let's get to hear from this caller this morning. John joins us this morning. John is at Uwafe Road. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, dude. Who job is that now?
Really?
All of us, but yes, now. When we are growing up in the secondary school those days, they tell us to choose a career path.
Mm-hmm.
I never remember mentioning what I'm doing now.
And what are you doing now?
And we used to... I'm a publisher, man.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I used to... We used to tell our teachers, you see very few persons mentioning, I want to be a teacher. Everybody is doctor, pilot, engineer, whatever.
Mm.
But I want to tell you that it's not all about well-dressed, because if it has to be well-dressed, the majority of the persons you see on the street will tell you, I want to be a backer. We do respect to the guys in the back. If you go there, I don't think they have anything other than dressing, looking corporate.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay me 500,000 to wear trash, to even follow these guys that are passing our with me, mm-hmm. why would I do it?
John, now what if I tell you those people that you're looking at, John, what if I tell you those people that you're looking, that you just described, those, what do you call them, recyclers or waste collectors, what if I tell you some of them make as much as 300,000 a month?
They don't make as much as 300,000 a month.
No, but what if I tell you that they do? That's the question. Because a lot of people don't believe that money can be made in those unsavory jobs.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so our conversation for this hour is about those jobs that have bad reputation. Now, I had asked the question that if the remuneration of those kinds of jobs were significantly marked up, would you look towards that particular career path? Would you even, what's the word? There's an economic term. Yes, it's called occupational migration. There it is. Yes. Would you migrate from your current occupation to another? Now, Let's get back to WhatsApp now, shall we? We have just about 8 minutes. 0809-030-6416. Now, David says, for every reasonable person, the nobility in a job is what it gives you. Some jobs just look respectable, but pays far less. And some people prefer to be respected because they wear suits to office, but don't have what they look like. I might be leaking in the secret, but as much as people underrate riding e-hailing services, the drivers that drive their own cars earn far more than corporate workers. I'm talking about an average take home of about 250,000 naira monthly. So you see, whenever I tell my friends that this, they start wishing on how they can start driving. You see, I was actually getting there. That's from David. Because a few years ago, if you were to ask the average person, would you want to be a taxi driver? And I would say, no. But did you know that there are some, not in the US, I'm talking about right here in Nigeria. Do you know that there are some families that have 3 or 4 generations as taxi drivers? Someone's great-grandfather was a taxi driver. Someone's grandfather was a taxi driver. Someone's father is a taxi driver. And there's a very strong chance that person is going to be a taxi driver. Now, before you go, did they swear for those people? Can they break away from it? But if that particular job has been paying the bills for 4 generations and people have been able to have a decent life, what's wrong with that? Really, what's wrong with that? Today, there are some of you who are listening to us right now. I have friends who have joined the e-hailing services. Why? It's a good way to augment their pay. Some of you, the young men, and particularly the young ladies, right, who when you go on your phone, I want to go to Rumokuta, how much is it? 1.5. Okay, you press it, you order the ride comes, and then you are sat down, then you look begrudgingly, disdainfully at your driver, and you give them the, please, I'm going here, and you put your, you bury your head literally in your phone. And when you come down, you slam their doors. I say, oh God, why is this like this? Oh, what is this like? For the, actually, 10 minutes or 20 minutes that you are in their car, you become lord and master. That man is going to take your money quietly. 1.5. Maybe he's going to have 3 or maybe 10 more rides that day. So he makes about 5 or 8,000 naira that day after paying his commission. And maybe at the end of the month, he goes home with 150,000 naira. You, today, the 4th day in July, you don't have 25,000 naira in your bank account. After all, he's a common driver. But like I said, 5 years ago, ask many people, would you be a taxi driver? How many of you remember the song? If you marry taxi driver, you see, if you be taxi driver, I don't care. Yeah, there we are. 01793, I'll take one call. 01793-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. 92.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to draw your attention to recent past, where Dangote was recruiting drivers for his truck.
Yes.
Lot of applications came in. And the number of PED holders that applied to drive those trucks were over 100. George, can you beat that? So I don't think it's just about that you want to wear suits and do this and do that. And when problem comes, you can't solve it. then you open gate and you can solve problem. Which one would you prefer? So as far as I'm concerned, for as long as the job is lawful and it's cool and you can make money and like we rightly say, put food on the table, so what stop you from doing that? So as like you talked about somebody living here, maybe leaving banking work to become minder there, it's receiving more pay. It will also make that you understand the terrain that you're working at the end of the day, you get a better job as a result of doing that job diligently as it stands. But if you also prefer that pay, then you go ahead with it. There's no cause for alarm there. What is there in opening gate and closing it and making such money? Just go home. Post-it for her, count your money. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Good morning to you. All right, message here. Let's see now. Let's quickly wrap up before we get to our obligations. So yes, is good morning, Jude. If the job is as you say, then I wouldn't have a problem taking it. But it seems it's the money. You see, it's what about, once again, there are families that have been generational carpenters. Three or four, even five generations of carpenters, of dressmakers, of shoemakers. Some jobs with bad reputations, they say. My name is Jude. Hello, Potako returns.